locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening sip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, where we're getting set to go to the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening in the Northeast Kansas League. It's the boys' game, ACCHS playing host to Jefferson County North. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph in that Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph's been camping out in that thing since, what, August? And we're winding down toward the end of the season, the final regular season game of the year for these guys' teams. The JC and girls, by the way, have one more game coming up Monday with MHMA, but we're about to the end of it, and tomorrow it'll be the final regular season game for the Benedictine men and women here on Care Radio. We'll be talking about that as the evening wears on and postseason then looms next week. Right now, though, that PA guy down here, he's a good one, and he's introducing the starters to the crowd. Allow me, if you would, to introduce them to you. First of all, for the visitors, from Jefferson County North, under head coach Corey Knoll, his assistants Jeff Hale and Boyd Tweed. They're going to be starting Andy Baker. He is going to be the only senior starter. They're going to have three juniors, Will Elias, Rex Furman, and Chance Jenkins, and a sophomore, Dawson Lindsay. JCN comes into the game at 3-16 and 2-10 for conference. For ACCHS and head coach Corey Eckert, his assistant Kate Smith, the Tigers will start seniors Caden Burns and Tristan Hewitt and Nate Ohm and Ben Bean and one sophomore, Ben Hanke. The Tigers looking for what would be for them a huge W here tonight. ACCHS in the home whites with orange and black. JCN in those, what I'm sticking with right now, that Michigan State blue. And maybe I'm pulling for Michigan State against Michigan a little bit tonight. Who knows? Maybe, just maybe, as an Izzo fan. So JCN in the Michigan State green with white lettering and trim. We had an extended intermission between the two ball games as Atchison County Community High School recognized its winter sports and activities seniors, and there were a lot of them, a lot of students participating in many, many activities. It's great to see them and their families get a little bit of a tip of the hat, a little recognition for the hours and time that they put into their various things. So congratulations to all of them. That said, we're set to go here as the ball goes up the tip of the way. It'll be controlled down by Jefferson County North. We're underway, and the bucket is going to be up a good 7 seconds into the game by Rex Furman. JCN is going to break out on top 2-0. Tigers will work the ball back over to the right side. They'll feed down off the right block. Ben's got it, kicks it right. Baseline jump shot. There it is for the Tigers, knocking her down for ACCHS, Tristan Hewitt. And it is 3-2 Atchison County. JCN brings it back down the other way. You're going to have Chance with it. Jenkins works his way to the top. Tigers sitting a little player D right now. Left side of the free throw line with it is going to be Rex. And off the ball, we have a whistle. And maybe something got out of the floor. And they're, now they're going to stop play for a minute. And one of the athletes is going to lace up his kids out there with a bit of a sheepish grin. And Jason is going to bring the ball back in. So here we are at 7:17 to go in the opening quarter. Driving in, shot high, up off the window, but no good. Tipped around, no good. Offensive board as he goes before he travels with it. Good call, Myron. Got that right, exactly right. Will Elias will turn it over, and here comes Atchison County. ACCHN into the forecourt. Left side is going to be Ben. Hankey's bounce pass for Nate. It's going to be stepped in front of a stolen. Driving down, going in, going up. Will Elias, a beautiful move, showing great speed and dexterity, and he will put it in. Chargers go back up by one. It is 4-3, Jefferson County North. Little hook pass nearly stolen, but Tigers are going to save it up topside. It is going to be a three launched and off the mark for Atchison County. Going to go out of bounds. It'll be Charger basketball. We're going to get our first substitution into the game as ACCHS will bring Brooks into the game. That's a sophomore, Brooks Goodpasture. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Jeff North goes in, dishes left from the baseline, the follow-away shot, no. Tigers are going to rebound it down. Coming up with a basketball is going to be Tristan Hewitt. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Caden. Burns will dump it over to the left side. Gets it over there to Hankey. They work to the right. JC in a... I'm trying to decide if it's 2-3 or... 2-1-2. Here's a shot outside. 3 for Ben. No. Charges will rebound it down. Dawson Lindsay coming up with a basketball. Dawson will run her down the forecourt over to the right side. We're 2 minutes in. It's a 4-3 game. Andy Baker has it left side. Good defense by Burns, not letting him step inside. Andy brings some real size to that spot. Now back off on top. It's going to be Jenkins over to Furman. And now we get a whistle off the ball. And the official is going to come and let us know that we have a Tiger foul. And it is going to be on Nate. So Nate picking up his first foul. That's going to be the first foul of the ball game by either team. 5.5 to go in the opening quarter. Both of these teams have played really hard against good schedules. Got to love how the coaches and the guys have continued to battle hard under what's been for each one of them, I'm sure, some trying circumstances as the evening and the season has worn on. Here's a cross-court pass batted away, but Atchison County is able to save it. Caden Burns races into the backcourt to recover the basketball, and it is clearly a 2-3 zone setup here by Jefferson County North. Andy playing at the 5 down in the middle of the baseline. Top side, you've got Will Elias and Chance Jenkins. Here's a baseline jumper. Won't go for Atchison County, but a nice rebound. And now it's going to be stolen back, and now stolen back again by the Tigers. So ACCHS. Staying after it. Here's Burns, right side, Hankey. 4:40 to go in the first. Here's your three, left side, off the back, long rebound. Chargers are going to have it. It's Jenkins. Jenkins kicks it over to Will. Will feeds it off on top. It's going to be Lindsay. Will drive, can't get it to fall. Nate Ohm with the board. Atchison County coming back the other way. Lots of interesting things about these youngsters as the seniors were introduced and their families introduced and talked about some of their future plans. Did you know that Nate Ohm is going to go to college to study meteorology? So someday soon, when the weather's not good, we can blame Nate. Halfway through the opening quarter, ACCHS down the left side. Ohm has it, goes right. Hankey, nice little head fake, knifes into the lane, pulls up the shot in traffic, missed it. Rebound, pulled up, and followed up and home. With the back of Brooks Goodpasture. It is 5-4. Tigers at 3:45 to play in quarter number one. Not a lot going to stop this game, I don't suppose. When they got that clock rolling, I do not think that there will probably be a lot of whistles. Here's a drive in and a few steps. Now they're going to call a travel. We will call a whistle for that. And back with it will come ACCHS. Ben will bring it inbounds, and it'll be Caden up court with it for Atchison County. 3:20 to play in the opening quarter. Ben Hanke with it right side, right in front of the Charger bench. Oh, he drives down. Everybody steps aside, and his driving layup is too hard off the backboard. Kicked out beyond the front lip of the rim and rebounding it back down. Here comes JCN. Will Elias pumps it off on top. Gets it there to Jenkins. Chan swings it over to the left side to Dawson. Lindsay into the lane. Pushes it back over to the right side to Rex. Furman kicks it right, and JCN threatening to take shots, but haven't yet. Now, from the left block, before the shot, there's going to be a foul on the floor, and that is going to be on Brooks. It'll be his first. It'll be Tiger team foul two. We're at the 2:50 mark of the opening quarter, and it's still a one-point game, 5-4, Atchison County in front here on Senior Day. Looking forward to halftime when they're going to pay a little tribute to the 30-year anniversary. I just can't get over the 30-year anniversary of the ACCHS championship team. Guys that all been invited, I'm looking forward to seeing who else has been able to show up here tonight. Here's a 14-footer off the mark. Tigers with the offensive rebound. A follow shot. Yes! The bucket good. Tristan Hewitt's got five. And it is now 7-4 ACCHS. 2:15 to go. And a rapidly moving opening quarter. There's a slip. There's a slide. There's a travel. And it's coming back to the Tigers. Jason will make his initial substitution of the ball game as they will bring freshman Brody Van Dyke into the game. Brody got a lot of family in attendance here this evening. Here's Nate with the ball, drives to the free throw line, nothing doing, lobs it into the corner. Good pass, yours, three from deep to the left side. Brooks from way out there, he's gotten five already. Coming in off the bench, they're running one-handed shot on the other end is up, no good. Tigers coming out with the rebound. Here comes ACCHS. They have a 10-4 lead and a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Atchison County. And where's that whistle and what's that whistle? We're getting a timeout. Yes. We're going to get a timeout. That's what's happening here. Let's do it. Joseph, the break coming at a minute 39 to go in the opening quarter in Effingham. Atchison County, 10. JCN 4.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With a minute 30 to go in this opening quarter, ACCHS is late to a 10-4 lead and 5 points apiece for Tristan Hewitt and Brooks Goodpasture. Each of those guys with a three and each with a two. For Jefferson County North, Willie Elias, Rex Furman. The two apiece, that is the scoring so far in the game. Not a high-scoring one. And Jefferson County North coming out of the timeout, up the floor with the basketball. Andy Baker dumps it over to the left side to Will. He'll come across to the free throw line and he wanted to go back to Andy. A defender stepped in front of him. Then Will was forced into turning it over. And on the other end, we're going to get a blocking foul by JCN. I think on five, yeah, it's going to be on Will Elias. It'll be his first foul of the game. And we will see two free throws coming the way of the Tigers' Ben Hanke. Ben is a sophomore. Looking for his first point of the game here. Little knee bend, a little flip of the wrist. Perfect. JCN is going to go to the bench. And who we got coming in? We got Isaac Laird coming into the game. And we've also got Dawson Lindsay coming back. Ben eyes it up. Second free throw. Perfect. So Hanke gets them both and now the Tigers have taken an 8-point lead with a minute 16 to go in the first quarter. J.C. and still showing great patience, working the ball, looking for the right shot. Tigers are in a tough player defense. Out on top, it's going to be Lindsay. He'll slide around Ben, kicks it over to Chance. Jenkins to the top, inside a minute to go. Now into the lane, little one-handed runner is going to be up. It's going to be good. So the bucket is in. Rex Furman has four, and it is 12-6. And on the upcourt play, you heard that big bang. That was a collision and a foul by Chance. So Jenkins picking up his first foul of the game. The Tigers are going to bring it in. Here's good pass here. This three does not go down. And a rebound is going to be swept away by Jefferson County North. Half a minute to go in the opening quarter. Jason into the forecourt. Don't go over to the left side. Jenkins puts a way off on top. That's going to be Brody. Van Dyke will swing it to the right side. Lindsay will have it there. Working in front of Nate. Drives across. Comes back out on top. We're down to 23 seconds. The ball's going to be stolen by Brooks. Good pass here. Comes down with it. And then ACCHS tries that court length pass. Say what? I like that plan. I like the idea of that. Didn't quite come together, but that shows an aggressive mindset that may serve them well here tonight. 12 seconds left in the first quarter. JCN fading away. 8-footer air ball. Going to be allowed to go out of bounds. And for ACCHS, they will have it in play in the backcourt with 6 seconds to get the length of the court and get a shot away. And here it comes across the midcourt line. The feed comes out on top. Hankey, a running three at the buzzer. Won't go down. It's the end of the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor after one in Effingham, Kansas. The ACCHS Tigers 12, Jefferson County North 6.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
We're set to go to the second quarter of the guys' game. It is a 12-6 lead for the home team here on senior night. ACCHS in front, led by Christian Hewitt and Brooks. Good pasture with 5 points each. Ben Hankey with the other two. For Jefferson County North, it's Rex Furman with four and two for Will Elias. ACCHS has done a good job of keeping the JCN Bigs out of the game. Here we go. Tigers are going to have it in to begin the second quarter. We are back underway. Hankey with the basketball, works his way to the top, swings it over to Nate. He'll pull up for the three. Oh, from outside! Nate makes it 15-6, a 9-point Tiger lead. Just underway in the second quarter. JCN over to the left. It's going to be Lindsay. Feeds back toward the ball. It's going to be batted away. Knocked free and stolen. Caden Burns got a hand on it, knocked it free. ACCHS up court. Oh, can he go three again? That one's off the rim. And a rebound. Jefferson County North. Chargers running down the floor and travel with the basketball. The pass over to the right sideline. Kind of caught, I think, Rex a little unawares over the time he grabbed it. Realized he had the ball and was able to put it in a position to get a dribble down. He'd already taken that step and back up with it will come Atchison County. Here's another Tiger three. Count it! From deep to the left side for ACCHS. Max Wagner. He just comes into the game and drains a three, and suddenly the Tigers by 12. 7 minutes to go in the half. Jeff North comes top side with it. Brody Van Dyke goes to the wing. Here's Will. Back out on top to Dawson. Kicks it over. Andy's layup misses. Rebound, Ben Hankey. Ben will clear down the basketball in ACCHS. Little one-hand push pass all the way down to the baseline right. The lob comes out on top to Ben. He will knife into the lane. Kicks it over to the baseline. Back out on top, Nate. 6.5 to go in the half. Atchison County again over to the left side with it and losing a handle for a minute, but Tristan Hewitt picks it back up. gets it way up high to Max Wagner. Hewitt again, topside. Little glance over the shoulder as he looks at Coach, and Coach Eckert says, all right, let's take a little time out. I want to tell you what I want to do. They're going to take a timeout. We're going to take a timeout. All of it happening here. 6:08 to go in the opening half of the Guys game. Atchison County, 18, Jeff North, 6.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Just over 6 minutes to go in the first half. ACCHS is leading by a dozen. And it is 18-6. Here we go. Tigers with the basketball. Into the lane. Ben shot off the window and he gets the roll. It's a plus one for Ben Hankey. So Ben has his fourth point of the game. The foul is going to be on Abraham Noel. It will be his first. It is the first second quarter foul by anyone. Ben eyes it up, sends it up, in and out, no. Chargers rebound it down. It is 20-6. 14-point lead. And then on the upcourt play, JCN turns it over. So the Tigers will be putting it in play right between the Charger bench and the scorer's table. And once more, it's going to be Ben Hankey with it up top side. He'll pull up his dribble, swings it over to the left, gets it over there to Hewitt, who goes three, not a little too strong. And the rebound's going to be pulled down by Chance Jenkins. Elias feeds underneath. The shot's blocked from behind, and we're going to get a foul call. Oh, that was a tough foul call. And it will be on Caden Burns. That is his first foul tonight. Tigers' first foul of the second quarter. And Jefferson County North, who has yet to score in the second quarter, coming to the free throw line right here. The free throw. No. Baker's going to come back in for the Chargers. They get everybody reset. One more free throw here for Rex. And there it is. So Rex Furman will pick up his fifth point of the game. It is now 20-7 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. ACCHS going side to side, drive to the baseline, a little traffic, then they're going to call it travel. So the Tigers are going to turn it over. And right back into the game is going to be Brooks Goodpasture. Brooks came into the opening quarter and gave this team a real emotional lift. Quick 5 points in the first quarter for the sophomore for the Tigers. Jefferson County North needing 70 to go down in the backcourt to put the ball in play, and they're going to send Brody down there. And he'll bring it into Will Elias. Here comes Jefferson County North. JCN with only a free throw here in the second quarter. And how does the Andy Baker turnaround shot? This is where JCN can utilize their size. They're just so big in the middle. It's 20-9. Nate Ohm with the ball. Throws baseline left. The feed in the lane. The dish out to the top. The three-point shot's coming up short. And the rebound's rolling around. It's on the floor. The Tigers are able to recover it. And then they're going to try to kick it back on top, but Caden couldn't get enough help to get it away. It will be Jefferson County North basketball. 4:40 to go, first half. JCN, very businesslike, very patient as they bring it up. finding themselves trailing the Tigers here. Here's a runner from the lane. It's going to be off the window and good. Chance Jenkins will collect his first point. And it's now 22-11. And there are, what, five unanswered points for Jefferson County North. The ball keeps getting knocked away and knocked away. And finally, it's loose on the floor. And Jefferson County North is able to pick it up off the steal. They'll pull up for a long three that fails. And a rebound underneath by Baker, who puts it back up and in. Tigers leading a timeout here, probably. The basket is going to be good by Baker, and we're going to get that Tiger timeout. 4:09 to go in the opening half. JCN battling back. It's Atchison County 20, Jeff North 13.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
What you hear is the Tigers come in playing with the basketball. We are midpoint of the third quarter. ACCHS back up the floor. I think probably what Coach is telling them is, you know, guys, be a little patient. Here's a nice step inside, and their running shot won't fall. Back up with it is going to come Jefferson County North. Down the floor, the kick to the right. Will step in, go from 15 and hit it. Will Elias. And JCN continues to be on a run. It's now 20-15. And so we have seen nine unanswered points by JCN getting themselves right back in this thing. Here's a follow-away shot. It's going to be off the window, but before the shot, they're going to call a travel. So they wipe that bucket away for the Tigers. Coach Eckert is going to, again, make what's kind of become a standard rotation here. Tristan Hewitt comes in and rotates in and out with Brooks. Good pass here. 3:20 to go in the first half. JCN will feed Andy. He'll reverse layup, and it doesn't go in. Pulled back down by the Tigers off the board. That was certainly the play that the Chargers wanted, and then the hands of the guy they wanted to see, it just didn't follow in. 3 minutes to go in the first half. The ball's going to be knocked out of bounds, and we're going to get a Charger foul. Going to be on Elias. Will picks up his second. Atchison County basketball coming into the baseline. And now, after a little delay, Will come out. And Rex Furman back in. So you got Rex out there, Chance, and Dawson, and Andy. Here's a baseline three. Nope. Rebound Baker. JCN flying up the floor with it. Brody, by the way, is the fifth Charger player. Baseline right, little one-hander up a good chance, Jenkins. 20-17. And JCN has taken this back to a single possession game as they are on an 11-0 run. And topside with it, we're going to get Andy Baker picking up a foul. He was a little out of position, probably feeling a little bit good about this huge comeback and maybe extended his defense a little too far to the west. Tigers are going to put it back in play. It'll be the third foul by JCN in the second quarter. We're already down to 2.5 minutes. Out on top of it, that's going to be Tristan. Hewitt looks to the middle, needs some help, doesn't get the help. Tigers are going to turn it over. Now the ball's loose on the floor. It's going to be saved by Atchison County. Great hustle and in traffic. We're going to get a foul, and it's going to be an offensive foul on ACCHS, the second foul of the game by Caden Burns. So Caden with two fouls. Those are going to be both of the Tiger fouls of the second quarter. And a 2:16 to go, JCN, who a moment ago trailed by 14. Well, they got a chance now to tie the game on this possession. They're on an 11-0 run. The pass coming off on top, back over to the right side. They work the perimeter, lob into Andy, off the block, the shot, it's up, it's in, it's a one-point game. Andy Baker with six in the quarter after nothing in the first. It's 20-19. And we're a minute 50 to go. First half. So James Dean, 14 points in the quarter. The ball comes in. Tigers are going to reset the offense. They're now hanging on to the one-point lead. 17-foot runner. There it is. Really kind of break what was a long icy spell with a two-pointer by Max Wagner. 22-19. Atchison County. For the baseline. For the tie. He hits it. The two-pointer, the three-pointer from deep in the right side by Brody Van Dyke. And it is 22-22. 1:20 to go. The driving shot. No. The whistle, the charger foul. You're getting a lot of racket from the crowd. The coaches are on their feet. Both coaches are way out on the floor. The foul is going to be on JCN, and it is Chance Jenkins' second. We are seeing a lot of emotion out here tonight by the players, by the coaches, by the fans of these two teams. Each team comes into this game, and rightfully so, thinking, here is an opportunity for me to get a what for us will be a big win. And that's got to be in the mind of both of these teams coming in here to ACCHS gym tonight. Coming to the free throw line for Atchison County is going to be Ben Hanke. He's 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Sophomore takes his time, puts it up, puts it in. It's 23-22 Tigers. Now, back in for ACCHS will come Brooks Goodpastures. Caden Burns with those two fouls is going to step off the floor. With a minute 21 to go in the first half. Then second one is airborne, got them both. 24-22, Tigers by a pair. Van Dyke will bring it over to the left side, and there's a huge travel, and here's what happened. The pass over to the left side to Rex Furman. Rex got the ball right above the ring on the left elbow, and then there was nobody between him and the ring, and the basket. No one. I think he got so big, and he was so excited to drive in, he forgot to dribble the ball, took a couple of huge long steps, and realized, wait a minute. Just because there's all that room. I still got to dribble it in. It's got to be a turnover on the travel. Tigers back up court with it. Here comes Ben at the baseline. Shot off the window. Doesn't go. And rebounding it down is going to be Baker. Inside the last minute now of the half. 2-point Tiger lead. Running down. Van Dyke. Shot up. No. Gets his rebound. No. Gets fouled. Coming to the line. The freshman. Officials coming up to the scorer's table. And the foul is going to be, I think, on Nate. If so, it'll be his second. It is. And stepping up there is going to be Brody Van Dyke. He hit a three a little while ago for his only points in the game. This free throw is good. For the Chargers, we're going to get Abraham Noel back in. Van Dyke, second free throw, no. Rebound, charges with the board. Jason will go left side. Here's a three, wide left. And an offensive rebound, followed up and missed. This time the board pulled down by the Tigers, knocked to the floor, no foul called. Wow, here comes Atchison County. It is a little wild and woody out there. Here's a shot up, no. And again, no foul called. It feels like there's lots going on. The officials are letting them play. With 20 seconds to go in the first half, Brody, coast to coast, drives in, goes in. It's an offensive player control foul. Van Dyke commits it. And again, you hear the crowd making some racket. 20 seconds left. 19, 18. Tigers coming up the floor, leading by one. It's 24-23. Ohm will have it on the left side. Nate doubled up. Out on top of the come to Hanke, and as Ben gets the pass, he's going to be fouled by Will Elias. And for Will, it'll be, I have three, is that right? It is. The third foul of the game for Will Elias. He's going to check out. He looks a little frustrated. Jay Sheen is going to get Chance Lindsey back in. So with that, ACCHF coming to the free throw line and stepping up here, Ben Hanke. Place getting pretty quiet. Free throw's on its way. Looks perfect. So Ben is a good free throw shooter. He's given his team a 2-point lead. We're at 7 seconds left in the first half. This one is up. That one will not go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Who off of whom? It's going to be off Jeff North. So the Tigers are going to have an opportunity to add to their right now 2-point lead with 6 seconds left. Looking it in. It comes way out on top. They don't have to rush. Count a moment here. Here's Nate in traffic. Puts up the shot. Does he draw the foul? He does not. And that is the end of the opening half. We'll be back here in Evingham to summarize the half for you. Intermission in the Tiger Gym. It's ACCHS 25, Jefferson County North 23.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Atchison invites you to the first annual Community Health Walk, Sunday, March 2nd from 2 to 3 at the Atchison Family YMCA Cray Community Center. This is a free event and all are welcome. Enjoy a 30-minute indoor walk, heart health tips, fun activities, snacks, and free swag for all attendees. Bring your completed Heart Month Challenge fitness log to be eligible to win great prizes from local businesses. Come out, connect with your neighbors, and put your heart health first. For more information, visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-360-5554.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
CHS dance team. The seniors are recognized at the intermission between the two games as they have senior night being celebrated here tonight. So the dance team gets set to entertain a packed house here this evening. While they're doing that, let's recap that opening half scoring. What do you say? 25-23. Tigers in front. They have led by as many as 14. That was before JCN went on a 13-0 run. They cut the gap to one, but have never been able to take a lead. In fact, they even tied the game in possession later, 22, but have never been able to take a lead since the Tigers got way out in front like that. Let's recap the scoring for JCN first as Payson away is Andy Baker. 6 points, all of them coming in the second quarter. 5 for Rex Furman. And then it's 4 each. Will Elias, Chance Jenkins, and Brody Van Dyke. For ACCHS, Ben Hanke has 7 points. 5 of those have come at the free throw line where he's 5 of 7. 5 points apiece for Tristan Hewitt and Brooks Goodpasture and Max Wagoner. Each one of those guys getting 5 on 1 3-point shot and 1 2-point shot. And rounding out the scoring for Atchison County is Nate Ohm. He hit a 3 in the early moments of the second quarter. Go to the foul column. It may impact this game before things are over with. For ACCHS, both Caden Burns and Nate Ohm with 2 fouls apiece. For JCN, you've got Will Elias. He's got 3. And then 2 in the ballgame for Chance Jenkins. So that may affect things as this game wears on and goes along. Going to also mention here at the half, we're going to have ACCHS kind of reliving some of the olden days. That's Dwayne Bellcamp walking around with some of his old team down here. And the Tigers are going to recognize the 94-95 team, the championship team, as it is their 30-year anniversary. Hard to believe, 30 years. These guys, fantastic, fantastic team with incredible success. Looking forward to seeing them out there. But while that's all going on, we're going to take a little respite. We got a timeout of the court. Halftime of the guys' game. Second half. Well, this is going to be a peach. I'm looking forward to it. Bringing it to you live here on Care Radio. But with that intermission score in Effingham, Kansas, ACCHS 25, Jefferson County North 23. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the sports studios. It is a Friday night halftime.
When you need professional, reliable electrical service, Gerber Electric in Atchison has you covered. With free estimates and guaranteed work, you can trust us to get the job done right. And don't forget to visit our retail space at 405 North 17th Street for all your electrical supplies, from bulbs and batteries to connectors and more. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. Call or stop by today.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. I'm Joseph Kerr with you this evening, taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. We've got some basketball on tap for you tomorrow afternoon. Starting at high noon with the women's game as Grandview is coming to town, and the Atchison, Kansas Nolan Gymnasium as Grandview and BC face off for the last regularly scheduled game of the season. Join us for the women's game at high noon. The men will take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. Then coming up on Tuesday evening, yes, Tuesday evening at 7 p.m., we'll have a Benedictine Ravens ladies basketball game as they will take on either Missouri Valley or Baker. Join us this next Tuesday, February 25th at 7 p.m., for Benedictine Women's Basketball. I'll be back in just a moment.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at MSCNews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock. Then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at MSCNews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are MSCNews.net.
Taking a look around the area, we have some finals to report in girls basketball. In the earlier games, it was Holton over Sabetha, 55-27. In the Jackson Heights Valley Falls game, it was Jackson Heights 56 to Valley Falls 40. Silver Lake ladies topped St. Mary's 60-37. And in the game that we listened to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had ACCHS Lady Tigers at 51 points to JCN Lady Chargers 42. Taking a look at some of the other scores right now in boys, we've got in the Horton-Sabetha game with 8 seconds left in the, well, I'm going to go ahead and call it, at the end of the third, it is still currently tied up. Oh, nope, they just made a basket. It is currently Sabetha. Or Holton 37, Sabetha 35 at the end of the third. It was tied up perfectly 35-35. Now Holton just scored. It is now 37-35 right as they go into the fourth. With 5 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third, Jackson Heights is trailing Valley Falls with the Valley Falls boys sitting at 35. Jackson Heights boys 29. And in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got the ACCHS boys at 25, JCN 23. We'll be taking a good look at that weather eye forecast in just a moment.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 8 above tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine outside again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 37. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 23. Clear skies and dry Sunday. Clouds on the increase by Monday. Upper 40s. Sunday, upper 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 17 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 7 out there with the winds out of the south at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 60%. The dew point, 5 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 50.53 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. Case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Well, with that said, welcome back again to the ACCHS Gymnasium, where it continues to be halftime here. It has taken a minute, but, you know, it's really good stuff. As right now you've got Dwayne Feldkamp. He was the head coach for the 1994, 95, and other years here at ACCHS when the Tigers won the conference, the Big 7 conference, four consecutive years. And 2, 3, 4, and 5, went to state and won the state championship and were runner-up the other year in 94-95. And there are, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 of the guys who are here and have been able to come back for just a little reunion for the team and a little tip of the hat. And also, you know, along with those players and head coach Feldkamp, many of you are going to remember Dave Olson, who was Coach Feldkamp's assistant coach for those years and was a big part of the team. And a little round of applause now from this packed house for this bunch of guys. And, fantastic year. Dwayne went down and had little comments about each of these guys and the contributions to those teams and to the program at large. And so, yeah, kind of a nice little movement down memory lane here. But however, we also remember that they get done with this, and they're not quite. But when they get done with this, we do still have the second half of tonight's guys game on tap. It is a 25-23 ACCHS lead here at halftime. And lots of games going on all around the Carolusing area and the MSC Sports region. And with that in mind, we're going to encourage you and invite you and strongly suggest that you stick around after this game, as it will be the high school basketball scoreboard show. Yeah. Going to have Jake and Boz, and they're going to have recaps of the scores. They have to do some features during the course of that. You'll get some recaps of the games that have been on the family of stations. So, and kind of get you up to speed a little bit, kind of figure out what's going on, see what how the leagues have shaken out. As for a lot of the teams, tonight is the final game of the regular season. Some teams, like, for example, JC and girls are going to be playing MHMA on Mondays, so there are going to be a few teams with a game or something, you know, running over, but those games are not going to count toward the standings. Keisha is going to take the games, including tonight's games, and sit down in front of their whiteboard in the Topeka office and scratch out who ends up where and who's going to be playing whom. And those announcements are going to get made tomorrow. And, of course, we're bringing all that to you, too. Those will get made tomorrow. And then the postseason, the sub-states or regionals are going to begin, what, next Thursday? So high school basketball moves into the championship phase here coming up pretty soon. So there's that. Here's the deal. Dwayne's done a pretty good job of emceeing this thing and getting all these guys the recognition that is due. Uh-oh, here come the Instamatic. Get a few snapshots. I don't see anybody with a Polaroid out there anymore. Uh-oh, Dwayne, one more thing you forgot. Oh, no. There we go. Well, the team making its way off the floor, and these two teams will be making their way onto the floor. We're going to take a quick 60, and we'll be back and see if we can get ourselves underway. Second half of tonight's Hoops game here on Care Radio coming up. We'll be right back.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Kansas, where we're getting along here, getting ready to go. Hey, we're talking about those 94 and 95 teams. Had guys like Chris Kaplinger, Nick Bummler out there in 95, Kelly Gracie, Cody Glenn, Brock Hintz, Sam Miller and Jared Todd, Doug Schrader, Nate Smith, Austin Martin, Art Lee, and Willie Schmidt. That was 95. Some of those guys carried over, of course, from the 94 team. Jason Parnell was on that 94 team, and Josh Hall was on it with Kelly Gracie, Jeremy Montgomery, Ralph Banks, Trevor Smith, Austin Martin, and back-to-back teams, Brock Hintz, Sam Miller, Art Lee, Nate Smith, and Chris Kaplinger. So those were those 94 and 95 teams from, gosh, 30 years ago. Opening game of the evening, it was JCN coming out on the long end of ACCHS coming out on the long end of a 51-42 ball game. The Lady Tigers led by Corey Wagner. Huge night. 20 points and Kinsey Bauer with 19 for Jefferson County North. Lucy Noel blazed the trail. Lucy with a dozen tonight. Right now, though, in the guys' game, ACCHS with really balanced scoring. Ben Hanke, 7. And then it's Tristan Hewitt, 5. Brooks Goodpasture, 5. Max Wagner, 5. And the other 3 for Nate Ohm. For JCN, a lot of like it. You know, you got Andy Baker with 6. Rex Furman, 5. Then it's Willie Lyons, 4. Chance Jenkins, 4. And Brody Van Dyke, yeah, with 4. Only real foul trouble belongs to JCN as Will Elias has suffered 3 first-half fouls, so we'll see how that impacts him and the team and how head coach Corey Noel handles things with this club as we get into and go through the second half. Benedictine basketball tomorrow, you say? Well, of course. That thing, of course, is for the Ravens also. We've wound down the regular season, and Benedictine will conclude the regular season tomorrow with two huge games. Two games with a lot of impact on the postseason. Ladies game is going to be up at the Norman Gymnasium at 12 noon. Of course, we're going to be there for all of us. Ladies game at noon. It will pit Benedictine and their visitors from Des Moines, Grandview University. Two teams that are essentially tied for second place. The winner of that game tomorrow, the ladies game, is going to take second in the conference. The loser will be third, possibly fourth, but will be probably third in the conference. So that is a big deal. The guys game, well, for Benedictine to maintain an opportunity to move into postseason, a win is essential. And Benedictine, guys and ladies both for that matter, a couple of weeks ago, went up on a Monday night to Des Moines, and both Raven teams won over Grandview. So certainly it isn't beyond any realm of possibility here. Looking for a couple of big Raven wins tomorrow. We'll have it here on Care Radio. Again, the ladies at noon, the guys at 2. That said, we're back to play, and JCN puts the ball in play, and as quickly as that, Nate Ohm coming up with a big steal. Here come the Tigers. It's 25-23. The three for Nate from the left side is good. Nate Ohm hitting a second three in the ball game. 28-23. ACCHS back to the 5-point lead. Half a minute into the second half. Chargers with the original five out there. Baker, Elias, Furman, Jenkins, and Lindsey. For the Tigers, similarly, the starting five. Burns, Hewitt, Ohm, Hankey, and Bean. Three-pointer, no. Nate with the rebound. Here comes ACCHS. Tigers up the floor. Goes right side. Hewitt, strong two. Won't happen. Rebounding it down. Chargers, and that's Dawson Lindsey. Dawson bumps it up to Chance. Down to the right side. Rex Furman had it. Wanted to be able to cut into the middle, but then there was no room for him, and he had to bring it back out on top. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Furman back over to the right side. The ball batted away for a minute. Andy's able to recover it. Baker kicks it off on top. Here's a three. It's up. It's no. It's a rebound. Tipped out. Tigers clear it down. Tristan Hewitt coming up with the basketball. Here comes Atchison County. Nate with it. He's been guarded by Andy Baker. Nate, another long three. Oh, it's another one. Nate Ohm. His third three of the game, back-to-back threes. And quickly, it's 31-23. Back to the 8-point lead goes Atchison County. We're 2 minutes into the second half. Here's a 17-footer up and good for Jefferson County North, and their first points of the second half belong to Dawson Lindsey, who did not score in the first half. It's 31-25. Nate will have it on the right side. Andy stepped way out on him now. They're not going to let Nate have those unobstructed looks at the rim. Now we've got a lot of pushing and shoving. Turning around in the lane. It's off the window, but not going to drop. Rebound, Jeff North. Here come the Chargers with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Tigers with a 6-point lead, 31-25 in this relatively low-scoring business. Pass comes back out on top. Lindsey will take it. Dumps it over to the right side. Brody goes to the free throw line. Lobs underneath to Andy. He will spin in. Shot block. Knocked away. Saved over the Chargers. Cutting in 14-footers off the window and missing. And a rebound cleared away by Atchison County. Here comes ACCHS. Making his way into the forward court, Caden Burns. Skips it over to the right side to Tristan. Hewitt pinned kind of in the corner, and they're going to say he traveled with a basketball. So it'll be a turnover for ACCHS, and we are 5 minutes to go in the third. Walking it up the floor and quickly over to the left side, Chance Jenkins. Nate bumps in. Nate picks up a foul. Nick raced to the top, and he was going to try to get in the way of Jenkins, but got in the way and ultimately had a little bit of contact, and that's a big deal for Nate. That'll be his third foul. He is the first Tiger to have picked up a third. ACCHS is going to get Max Wagner into the game. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Chargers with the basketball, Tigers with a 6-point lead. But side to side is JCN now. Van Dyke out there. He will have it. goes back right side into the lane. Easy jumper. No. Offensive rebound underneath. And Jeff Thornton's going to bring it back up to the top. Had a chance at a three, but instead are going to smartly make the good play. Go inside to Rex Furman. He'll go back door, picking up his seventh point. 31-27. We're nearly midpoint of this quarter. Here's a jumper. No, but a foul called it. The whistle is going to be on Rex, his first foul of the game. As he stepped in front of and fouled Ben Hanke going up for the shot, it will be Ben at the free throw line. I mentioned at halftime that he is 5 of 7 at the free throw line tonight with 7 points. This one coming up short. Jefferson County North is going to get Isaac Laird back in the game. So Andy Baker's coming out. Laird will come in. Laird is a little taller of the two, a little longer. Second free throw. No. Rebound. Nate Ohm comes down with the basketball. And ACCHS is going to keep it alive. Ohm will feed it across to the baseline. It's loose on the floor. And Jason is going to pick it up. Rex will drive it down. Goes in. Goes up. Driving shot. Good. Rex Furman. 9 points. 31-29. Tigers by two. ACCHS will drive in. Dish it over. Baseline. Three. No. And JC in only green shirts beneath the goal, looking for that missed shot from Brooks. 3.5 to go. Here's Laird back outside, and Cam Jenkins nearly pulled up for a really long three. Instead, he'll go 17 feet for a two and miss it. And we will have a foul. It's going to be on Jeff North. Myron comes over and lets us know that Rex Furman picks up his second foul. And it'll be Charger team foul two in the third quarter. 3:29 to go in the third. It is a 2-point game. ACCHS at home on senior night leads by a pair. And walking up the floor, Ben Hanke. They try to go back door, but the ball's going to get slapped away and go out of bounds. Back in, they'll come to ACCHS. It'll be right on the left side of the lane down at the baseline. Little skip pass comes in. Hewitt will go out on top. Straight away, the three off the window. Nearly goes, doesn't. Hewitt rebounds it down. Kind of throws one. Kind of a little off balance, kind of toward the rim, but it doesn't go in. And coming up the floor, the ball gets away. Nice save for JCN by Rex Furman. That thing looked like it was, for all intents and purposes, going to get away and get out of bounds, but it didn't. And now the missed shot, the rebound on the floor. Laird is on the floor scrumming with three Tiger players, and finally a very delayed jump ball call, and it will be ACCHS. 2:46 to play. A couple of enthusiastic young coaches out here for these two teams. I'd like to see that great energy that they bring to the program. Nate starts to drive in. Dishes it back. Goes to the baseline. The skip across. Underneath the rim. Back into the lane. The ball batted free. Stolen. Here comes JCN. The Chargers coming up with a steal. With 2 minutes and 15 to go in the third quarter. You got Jenkins with it. He'll look into the middle. Being guarded way up top side by Max Wagner. Gets it over to Lindsey. Now off the left block. It looked like a couple of steps, but there's not a travel. Instead, there's going to be a JCN foul, and that might be on Nate. That would be huge. It is. That is the fourth foul committed by Nate Ohm. I would suspect they will take him out of the game for a minute right here with 2:03 to go in the third quarter. The free throw not successful. So Nate comes off the floor, and the Tigers are going to have Caden and Tristan and Ben and who else we got out there? Max and Brooks. Second free throw. Neither of them goes in. And here comes ACCHS down court, and as Ben goes up with a shot, foul by Laird. No, fouled by Andy. I didn't even see Andy sneak back into the game. He just slipped back in during those free throws. So Andy Baker was the guy down there picking up that foul. It was on the five, but I thought it was Laird still out there, but it was Andy. His second foul. Free throw. Yes. So Ben Hanke, 8 points now. And it's 32-29. And 33. So Ben will hit them both, and the Chargers race into the forecourt. Trailing by four. This is a very close game with still a long way to go. A minute 40 to play in the third quarter yet. Here's a palm over the ball. Yeah. Coming over to the right side. Just got a little bit too hard on the dribble. The ball got up and away from him. And instead of being able to get his hand on top of the ball, he kind of got around the bottom and off the side. And that is going to be called palming over the basketball. It will come back in to Atchison County. Tigers with it with a minute and a half to go with the third quarter. ACCHS. Ben Hanke down the left side. Swings it over to Tristan, and he'll lose the handle. Here's the turnover, coast to coast. Andy Baker misses the driving layup. It's going to go out of bounds, and it is Tiger basketball. With a minute 25 to go. Third quarter here. Few people might have filtered out with after all of the festivity, but I tell you what, this house is still packed. Tigers work around to the right side. Here's Tristan Hewitt. Pulls up his dribble. Need a little help. Man, he will get it and then get the ball right back. He will accelerate all the way to the baseline left. Guarded very closely by Lindsay. And then Dawson knocks the ball away. And then the Tigers pick it up. And then on the follow-away shot, we're going to get a foul. And it is going to be on Rex Furman. It is his third. All of them have come in this third quarter. Tigers coming to the free throw line. Inside the last minute of the third quarter. The crowd grows quiet. Caden Burns' free throw is good. Caden usually more of a prolific scorer than this. This is his first point tonight. In Jefferson County North, we're going to see into the game for the first time this evening for JCN, Chris Noel. Second free throw, good. It is 35-29. In the last minute of the third. Chargers back over to the right side. Willie Lyons comes back into the game. He's had a few foul issues, but he's back out there. About a half a minute to go in the third. At the free throw line, twisting, turning, finally getting it down to the baseline to Andy. He'll go in, go across, scoop it and score. Andy Baker. 35-31. 20 seconds left in the third quarter. ACCHS, gotta be patient, I would suspect. Get a good shot, if not the foul shot. Oh, nice feed in the middle to Burns for two. 37-31. 5 seconds. Chargers got to hurry. 3 seconds in the forecourt. Pulling up the runner at the buzzer. Air ball short. It's the end of three. Going to the Burns corner in Effingham. Do the Tigers have this senior night magic? We'll find out after three. ACCHS 37. JCN 31.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. We tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about our prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Between these two teams, 12 athletes have scored tonight. No one in double-figure scoring. Now, really getting close to that, Nate Oman, Ben Hanke for ACCHS each have 9. Tristan Hewitt for Good Pasture. Max Wagner, 5 apiece, and 4 for Caden Burns. For JCN, also a 9-point game so far for Rex Furman. Andy Baker has 8. Then it's Will Elias, You got Chance Jenkins and Brody Van Dyke with four each, and then Dawson Lindsay with two. It is Charger basketball to begin the fourth quarter. We are back at it. Going to the fourth, and JCN is going to be fouled on the outside. The whistle is on the Tigers. It is on Tristan Hewitt. I have him for one foul, his first of the game, first of the fourth quarter. Maybe free throws. If one of these teams gets in trouble, maybe free throws are going to decide this game. It is very close and has been. Baker above the three-point circle, playing up at the high post. Now he's going to hand it over to Will Elias, and Baker will slide down the left side of the line, stop it down off the right block. 7.5 to go in the game. The ball bounced into the middle. It's going to be stolen by the Tigers. ACCHS coming up the floor. Tiger fans feeling a little something going on here. Pass across the left side. Mishandled, loose on the floor. It's going to be safe and brought back out on top. Good recovery by Max Wagner. Here's Ben Hanke, left side of the lane, kicks it off on top, all alone, good pass, just three, no, rebound. JCN coming up with it is Dawson Lindsay. Dawson clearing down the board, a rocket pass to the right side to Will. Elias goes free throw line, goes from 15, the shot was about 13, it goes out of bounds on the fly. 6:50 to go. We're in the fourth quarter in Effingham, Kansas. 37-31, the Tigers in front. Ben Hanke again will bring it up the court. They've got Nate Ohm still on the bench. He's over there with those fouls. Here's a shot up missing. Nate with four personal fouls. Tiger shot misses. Back up with it will come Jeff North. Brody Van Dyke, the freshman for JCN. He's got it right wing. Dumps it into the corner. Down there's Lindsay. They'll swing up left, trying to drive in the middle. Chance Jenkins, and we've got a Tiger foul. Let's see where it's at. The whistle is going to be on Brooks Goodpasture. It'll be Brooks second, and before the ball comes in play, JCN is going to take a timeout. We are going to take a timeout. 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. Atchison County 37, Jefferson County North 31.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Go to the last 6 minutes and 20 seconds of the ball game. 37-31. ACCHS in front. The Tigers trailed once tonight as JCN took the opening tip and got in front 2-0. Atchison County's led ever since. Here's a jump shot off the inbound play. Won't go down. Rebound Tigers. Atchison County into the forecourt. Caden Burns taking it from the one. He'll go into the lane. And did he travel? Yeah. I didn't know if there was going to be a foul and contact called or how that was going to go, but they're going to call a travel and back with it. Will come Jefferson County North. Very low scoring right now, 37-31. 6 minutes left. Over to the right side, hesitating on the shot, then Lindsay's going to bring it back out on top, dumps it over to Van Dyke. He'll start to the top, bring it back to the baseline. Back it'll go again to Lindsay. He'll drive in from eight, won't go. Rebound Tigers. Coming up with it is going to be Caden Burns. Burns into the forecourt. Caden, a senior. He'll go three. Off the rim. Now off the top of the backboard. And back to Jeff North. 5:40 to play. That's a lot of time. Jefferson County North will bring it down. Work it from left to right. Skip pass to the right. Lob it back out on top. Jenkins will feed into the lane. The defense is there. It comes back to Andy. His shot, no. Follow shot, no. Rebound again, JCN. They'll kick it out on top. The three is up and no. Rebound, JCN. Following back up from 14, no. Rebound, Tigers. Four missed shots by Jefferson County Norton. You know that Coach Corey Knoll is down on the sideline. He's even talking to his assistant coach, Jeff Hale. He says, we've got them in the right spot. They're taking the right shots, but right now they just won't fall. Now, here's a Tiger three. Wildly thrown and missed. Rebounding it back down, Jeff North. 4:50 to play. Chargers with the ball, and the freshman again. Van Dyke will have it, running it from the one. He'll go from 17. No. Rebound, Tigers. I feel bad, Coach Knoll. He's like, hand on his forehead. He's like, the guys are doing everything right. The shots are just not falling for him. And Tigers taking a timeout. We taking another timeout. 4.5 minutes to play in the game. It's ACCHS 37, JCN 31.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure what you are doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide residential, commercial, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
And Jefferson County North looking for what for them would be fourth win of the season for the Tigers in their final game of the year, looking for what would be for them a season maker. 37-31. It will be Atchison County basketball. Putting it in play over there is going to be Max Wagner. You got Ben in the backcourt, got a lot of pressure. Player defenses comes into Ben. Caden Burns is out there. You've also got Brooks Goodpasture. Now here's a shot down to the baseline. It's going to be rejected. Picking it up, Jefferson County North. Tigers are going to round out their lineup by the way with Tristan Hewitt. Here's a feed to the baseline, but reverse layup. It's going to be up. It's going to be good. Rex Furman gets the first fourth quarter point for JCN. It is 37-33. 4:05 to go. So JCN went almost midway through the fourth quarter without scoring. Here's a three from the top. No rebound, JCN. Now, neither of these teams is able to get any points. Although the Chargers did score in their last possession, they had been a while getting any points on the board. Andy Baker standing on the three-point line. The feed to the baseline. It's going to be stripped away. It's going to go off the hands of Rex out of bounds. Tigers are going to have it back, and coming into the game is one of their seniors, an inspirational leader for Coach Corey Eckert. ACCHS brings Nate Ohm into the game. Nate has got to be careful. He's got four personal fouls. 340, 339. Rolling along toward the end of the ball game as Atchison County comes into the forecourt with a four-point lead. Skip pass to the right side of the lane. Ben kicks it back over to the corner. Hewitt is in a little trouble, gets double-teamed down to the baseline, dumps it over to Nate, back out on top it comes. Here's a three on its way, online too strong, rebound tipped out. Chargers are going to clear it away. Back over to the right side, to the free throw line to Andy. Baker leans in, backs in, no room, top side will. He'll go three. No, rebound. Two players go hard to the floor, holding on to the basketball. And the official says jump ball. That was two guys. I've never seen two players hold onto the ball tighter. Both of them fall to the floor, each still wrestling for possession. And the Tigers will have it back with the alternate possession and 3 minutes to play. Ben Hanke taking it down the left side. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. It's on the floor. Picked up. Chargers have it. Andy Baker's got it. He won't dribble it for long. He'll kick it over to Will Elias. Chargers back with the ball, and they are down only by four with 2:45 to play. Jeff North with the top side. Back over to the left to Will. He looks into the middle. 14-foot turnaround shot is up. It's no good. Rebound. Andy shot blocked, and there's going to be a foul. The foul is on Caden Burns. It is his third. It is the third by Atchison County. Jason has not committed a fourth quarter foul yet. They will also say it is not a shooting violation. And Coach Corey Nolan is going to go to the twin big offense as they've got Andy Baker, and they've also now brought Isaac Laird into the game. Here's the running shot. It's up. It's off the window. It is good. JCN scores off the hand of Lindsay. 37-35. Here's Nate for three. Off the rim, no. And a rebound pulled down by Jeff North. Chargers with a chance to tie. Could take a lead with a three. The feed down low. Lindsay tied up. Tigers reach in. They get what I thought was going to be a jump ball. And quickly, head coach Corey Nolan calls for the timeout. We're taking a timeout with Jeff North. 2:10 to go in the game. What a finish we've got. Atchison County 37, Jeff North 35.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Off the near side by the Tigers, have a little bounce in their step, realizing they lead by two with 2:10 to go, but JCN has the ball in play at their baseline. Chargers work it out on top, slide it over to the right side to Van Dyke. Now they're working the perimeter from the outside. They look in the middle, no room, back out they come, very patient. And the ball's loose on the floor. Tigers are going to pick it up. Here comes ACCHS, coast to coast, driving in, going in. And there's a blocking foul on the floor by JCN as racing down Will, trying to cut in front and plant himself. The official's going to call a blocking foul on Will Elias. It'll be his fourth foul of the ball game, and the Tigers, with a 2-point lead, come to the free throw line in the person of Caden Burns. Caden has 4 points tonight, two of two at the free throw line, and that was good. So Caden picks up his fifth point. Laird comes back into the game. So again, JCN, as they go to offense, they're going to go to the two big guys. This free throw makes it a two-possession lead. Burns hits them both. He's got six. It's 39-35 with a minute 48 to go. Chargers up court with a basketball. Out on top is Baker. He goes right, falls away, shoots and misses. Rebound, Nate Ohm. Here comes Atchison County. JCN into the forecourt. Down the right side. They'll lose the handle. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll come back to Jefferson County North. The Tigers getting a little excited, thinking about going to the rack, and instead, Coach Corey Eckert. And by the way, Coach Corey Eckert, Coach Corey Knoll. Corey was a popular name right about then. With a minute 20 to go. Chargers with the ball over to the left side. In the corner. Stepping inside the ring. And we're going to have a foul. Where's it at? Is it on Nate? He seems to act like it may be. And it is yes. Nate Ohm is going to foul out of the game with a minute 16 left. Listen to the crowd. Nate coming off the floor for the last time in his high school career. Here's the ball. Comes in to Baker. He will lose the handle on it. It's rolling around Tom's side, and we're going to get a foul called on the Tigers, and it's going to be on Caden Burns. That'll be his fourth foul with a minute 13 to play, and it is going to bring Jefferson County North to the line. Two free throws for Andy Baker, who has 8 points tonight. He has not had a free throw this evening. He's a good shooter. This first one, perfect. Baker with nine, and it's 39-36. 1:13 to play in the game. The Tigers lead by three. Baker can cut that and does. 39-37. Here comes ACCHS. Burns into the forecourt. Goes to the right side. Goes to the bottom. Has his pass batted away. And in the process, there's going to be a JCN foul. A block called on Brody Van Dyke. His second foul. But only the second foul of the Chargers in the fourth quarter. Inbound it comes again to Caden. Feeds to Ben. In traffic, twist, turn, shoot, snow, rebound, Chargers. Inside a minute to go. JCN with the basketball, they're down two. I'm surprised Coach hasn't taken a timeout. They feed in the middle to Andy. He backs, turns, twists, shoots, scores! We are tied off the bucket by Andy Baker, and now we're going to get a timeout. With 47 seconds to go in the game, timeout on the floor. Atchison County 39, Jeff North 39.
Amber Will Atchison invites you to the first annual Community Health Walk, Sunday, March 2nd from 2 to 3 at the Atchison Family YMCA Craig Community Center. This is a free event and all are welcome. Enjoy a 30-minute indoor walk, heart health tips, fun activities, snacks, and free swag for all attendees. Bring your completed Heart Month Challenge fitness log to be eligible to win great prizes from local businesses. Come out, connect with your neighbors, and put your heart health first. For more information, visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-360-5554.
Okay, for the sake of accounting purposes, each team has one timeout remaining with 47 seconds left. It is a 39-39 ball game. Here come the Tigers. It'll be interesting to see how Coach Corey Eckert has instructed his guys. Does he want them to be patient? Do they go for the last shot? Do they go for the best shot? Do they attack the bucket? What are they going to do? Ben Hanke, back door. The ball's going to go off the toe of Hewitt and out of bounds. JCN is going to have it back. 35 seconds to play. Chargers with a basketball and coming into the forecourt. The game is tied. They'll spread it out, widen it out. 25 seconds left. And we're going to get the Chargers using their last timeout. Joseph, we're going to take it. Hang on tight. 23 seconds of play in the game. Jeff North, Atchison County. We're all tied at 39.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Well, the Tigers have not trailed in this game since the opening 30 seconds when JCN hit the first shot of the night, went up 2-0. Tigers responded with a three, went up 3-2, and have not been behind since yet. With 23 seconds to go in the game, the most important moments of the game, it is tied at 39, and the Chargers have the ball. So Coach Knowles used his final timeout. And here, well, it will come in play for JCN just inside the forecourt. They will lob it into the backcourt, and here comes Will Elias. Will walks it up to the top. Chargers going to go for a last shot. 15, 14, 13 seconds left, tied to 39. Will eases over to the right side. Chargers will not be able to take a timeout. The lob underneath to Andy. Missed the point-blank layup. Got it back. Missed again. Got it back. Got it blocked. It's out of bounds. We get a whistle, and there's a foul with 3 seconds left. Is it going to be a Tiger foul? As Baker missed three consecutive layups, but now he's going to come to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the fifth for Caden Burns. So Caden will foul out with 3 seconds. And Caden Burns will step off the floor as a Tiger for the last time, the senior. In for him is going to come J.J. Hoffman. Two free throws. Baker just hit two, and he hits that one. Jefferson County North has gone in front with 3 seconds to go. One more shot for Andy. Tigers do have one timeout left. Boy, got quiet. Second free throw's good. And we will see. Atchison County use the timeout. We're going to be back with 3 seconds left. The Tigers are going to have a final shot at it. It's Jeff North 41, Atchison County 39.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls. Nurturing farms, growing success.
With 3 seconds left, let's see how ACCHS has scratched this thing out. Jefferson County North has come from behind, trailing by as many as 14 in the second quarter. They have taken their first lead since the opening half a minute of the game. For the Tigers, the ball is going to have to come the length of the court. Ben Hanke will put it in. 3 seconds left, they're going to have to get up a quick shot, and no timeouts remain. The ball comes in. They will bring it back to the left side. The ball is loose to the floor. They will not get the shot off. Final score tonight, Jefferson County North 41, Atchison County 39. We'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, where it was a thrilling game, as exciting as you could hope for it to be, and heartbreak for the senior night crowd here at ACCHS, and elation for the JCN fans as Atchison County, looking for its first win of the year, came so close. But with 3 seconds left, a pair of JCN free throws, and the Chargers win it 41-39. ACCHS did not score in the fourth quarter with the exception of 2 Caden Burns free throws. Recapping the scoring for you, first of all, for the Tigers, great night for Nate Ohm. He fouled out in the last minute 16 of the ball game, had 9 tonight. Ben Hanke had 9 tonight for the Tigers, 6 for Caden Burns, and then Tristan Hewitt, Brooks Goodpasture, Max Wagner, each with 5. Leading scorer in the ball game, and your Bank of Atchison player of the game is Andy Baker. Andy, 14 tonight, 11 for Rex Furman, and then it was Willie Elias with 4, Chance Jenkins with 4, Dawson Lindsay with 4, and Brody Van Dyke with 4 in the first game of the evening. It was ACCHS securing a 52-42 win over the JC and Lady Chargers. So the two teams split here tonight. Tomorrow, Benedictine basketball here on K-Rate to the final game of the regular season for the Ravens. 12 o'clock noon for the ladies. 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the guys from the Nola Gymnasium. Both games with huge postseason conference tournament implications. Be with us. We're calling up to the gym, or even both. Also, stick around. High School Basketball Scoreboard Show coming up next year on K-Radio. With that, many thanks to Joseph, producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. And until I greet you tomorrow from the Nola Gym, for Joseph, Tom Counts here. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.